This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Neurothera from Claire Labs. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimal performance. Neurothera is a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. Used daily, Neurothera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. For more information and to purchase Neurothera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. It's part two of our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer your questions. Radio program at AOL.com is the destination for questions. If you want to ask a question during our program, you can call us live during the program. And you can also record a question if you go to drhoffman.com. Mm-hmm. And on the homepage, it's not yet geared towards mobile devices, but using your PC or Mac, on the homepage of drhoffman.com, there's a little rectangle on the right. If you click on it, you can record a question, and we'll use that question for our weekly radio program. But this is strictly a written format via mm-hmm. email. And we have a question from actually a very interesting part of the world, right?
Yes, from Iran.
Iran.
Yes, Javad writes, "Dear Dr. Hoffman."
So we're not censored in Iran.
We're not censored in Iran. Isn't okay. that nice?
That's great.
I'm from Iran.
No heresy.
No heresy. Right. Javad writes, "My mother is sick in her heart. Mm-hmm. The result of her test has shown her C-reactive protein is high, and most times she has a fever."
Okay.
"I want to know what you think of this."
Okay.
"Further, so, the doctors had to perform surgery mm-hmm. twice mm-hmm. to remove the water from around her heart."
Right. Okay.
Wow.
So what she has, and you know, I'm doing this answer more for the elucidation of our audience rather than
yes.
The ability to reach out to Javad thousands of miles away
yeah.
and offer really constructive intervention here, because it's a complicated problem. She has pericarditis. And she has it on with the fevers. It suggests an autoimmune process.
Wow.
And its CRP is elevated, so it's an inflammatory process.
Yeah.
This is sometimes occurs in lupus. It's sometimes idiopathic. It occurs in isolation of any other autoimmunity elsewhere in the body.
Wow.
And it's treated with steroids commonly.
To reduce the inflammation.
And perhaps maybe some immunosuppressive yeah. medication.
Uh-huh.
And so let's just generically talk about, you know, what we would do for an autoimmune patient.
Oh, what we would do, the usual suspects are gluten and dairy and then nightshades as mm-hmm. well. The first things to eliminate from the diet are all grains containing gluten, anything containing gluten.
And maybe even
gluten.
Go towards a paleo diet.
Like yes.
A grain-free
even
diet.
A grain-free diet.
And I know
even a lectin-free diet may be helpful.
Diets in Iran are probably...
There are grains.
Grainy.
Yeah.
Grainy.
Yeah, they are grainy. So there is that to look for. You want it to be much more vegetable, fruit, and protein, meat-based, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
more than anything.
Number two, a great mm-hmm. thing that we can recommend, you know, pretty much without qualification here is vitamin D.
Yes.
Since it seems to help tamp
yeah.
down most autoimmune reactions.
Mm-hmm. We also like things like curcumin and boswellian.
For inflammation.
Anti-inflammatory.
Certainly fish oil. And
fish oil.
Much of Iran is landlocked, although some of it is coastal.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how much omega-3 this person is getting.
Right, right. And especially in the hospital, if she's still in the hospital. So, wow. All the way from Iran, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Hoffman.
Yeah.
That's really something.
And so I would also recommend mm-hmm. A trip to the Mayo Clinic.
Here in America?
Could you afford the...
yeah. Right.
The plane, if you could afford the plane fare to mm-hmm. Rochester, Minnesota. I think
yeah.
they have one in Florida now, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might well be well worth it.
Oh, my goodness. Javad, we wish you all the best.
And to your mother.
And to your mother.
And thanks for listening. And
thank
by the way,
you.
You know, what I've several people have told me that... One reason they listen to this program is to practice their English.
Ah.
And it's because we use such extraordinarily good vocabulary and syntax and enunciate so carefully. So we should really pay attention to our foreign audience that's learning via this program.
Right. So. Okay, here's your version of Babbel. You know that app for learning languages?
Right, right.
Babbel. Here we go. Listen to Intelligent Medicine podcasts.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, I have a family member who is grew up in Belgium, and he speaks perfect English. I said, how did you learn such perfect English? He says, oh, we get all the American TV shows.
Ah, there
so
you
he
go.
Says, he's been watching, like, you know, the Sopranos and everything. You know, he can do a New Jersey accent. You know, it's like...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love the title of this email, Dr. Hoffman. It's Einstein Babies.
Okay.
Yeah, this is from Paul. I'm a regular listener to your Intelligent Medicine podcast. My son and his wife are expecting a baby in the spring. Yay!
Hey, Grandpa.
Yeah, I was looking for Dr. Hoffman's supplement recommendations for pregnancy, but I was not able to find them on the website. What are they? What do you recommend?
Okay, well, you know, on that, and I do a lot of prenatal counseling.
Yes.
But, you know, one of the things that I do recommend, and you'll see it actually in an article that's going to appear soon or may have already appeared, depending on when you listen to this, is how to diabetes-proof your child.
Wow.
And it's, you haven't seen it yet, because you'll have a chance to help me proofread it, too.
Yeah, yeah, because yeah.
But Layla's a great proofreader, by the way. That's another,
thank
another
you.
Talent, another
thank
talent.
You.
The article states that the likelihood of a child developing diabetes, you know, being obese and developing diabetes, is actually related to the maternal diet during pregnancy. And the more servings of refined grains that the mother consumes, cakes, cookies,
breads,
white bread, you know, things like that,
macaroni,
refined pastas, the more likely the baby will have type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not the baby usually didn't have it, but will develop it in childhood or subsequently. So also the amount of gluten has to do with it. Whether or not the mother has celiac disease, it turns out that women who confine their gluten intake during pregnancy to less than one slice of white bread per the equivalent of one.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't eat white bread anyway, but I'm
saying
to give you an idea of the amount. This is not a no gluten, not zero gluten, but just cut it down. Don't have tons of gluten.
Right.
They reduce their baby's chance of developing eventually type 1 diabetes, which is the insulin-requiring type of diabetes.
See how gluten plays into autoimmunity?
Well, what it's about is that if you look at the, there's a genetic coded area called the HLA.
Yes.
You know,
DQ2 and 8.
There's actually some shared gene loci for celiac disease and type 1 diabetes.
Uh-huh.
So, and the mother doesn't have to have celiac disease.
Yes, right.
In order for this to be effective.
Yeah.
So, at one point it was thought that dairy contributed, that feeding the baby cow's milk contributed to diabetes, but this is not...
to type 1, yes.
Yeah, but that has been sort of disproven now.
Is that right? Because I remember something. Yeah, something like that saying, stop drinking milk, stop all the dairy. See if it might halt or regress or something.
Yeah, it's actually...
I've not read any reports of that happening.
They did a bigger study and it didn't, so it didn't pan out. But forget diabetes now, just in general.
Yes.
You want a good multi and generally the kind that are prescribed
prenatal.
by the
OBGYN.
Very weak.
Yeah.
And full of synthetic ingredients. So
yes.
I recommend a product called Basic Prenatal.
Yes.
Is that by Ortho Molecular?
I believe it's by Ortho Molecular.
Okay, fine. Available in full script.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have everything you need. You need to probably take some more, especially DHA-rich fish oil.
Right. That's what can
the baby
bring
Einstein
you,
part.
Baby Einstein
right.
part is the DHA.
Right. It helps vision and, you know, it helps, you know, potentially IQ, although some studies are controversial on that.
Mm.
Also...
Acetylcholine.
Phosphatidylcholine.
Phosphatidylcholine.
Which makes acetylcholine.
Yes.
That actually has been shown to be helpful, and some diets don't have enough phosphatidylcholine.
That's true.
So,
Everybody's told to avoid egg yolks. That's where the choline is.
Yes.
For example.
It's soy, egg yolk, fish. They
yes.
Have, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So those are important things. And beyond that, you know, I mean,
Yeah, more, take some more vitamin D. Take more than is in your...
Yes,
I would recommend that pregnant women take anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 and get their mm-hmm. levels checked.
Absolutely.
To make sure that their levels are, you know, at least over 40, preferably mm-hmm. 50 mm-hmm. or more, but not toxic.
Yeah.
And, you know, a probiotic wouldn't hurt either because you're actually the microbiome
yes.
Shapes the baby in some ways. So, you know, Dr. Here's probiotic, professional formula would be good.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much.
That would be pretty well rounded.
Yeah.
For pregnancy.
And let's keep it light. I mean, because to take all kinds of stuff, you don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't even think, you know, don't take a lot of, you know, esoteric herbs, you know, necessarily. I mean, if you have nauseous, take some ginger.
Take some ginger. Drink some ginger tea. If you have reflux, have some, you know.
If you want it, you can take, when you deliver, take some lactagog tea. There's some teas that seem mm-hmm. to promote lactation. So mm-hmm. they say that's fine for the mm-hmm. baby. Make sure that mom consumes these healthy foods during pregnancy
to impart to the baby. Later. Yeah, absolutely. Paul,
watch your blood sugar also.
Absolutely.
You know, in fact, not a bad idea to get a glucometer and check your blood sugar yourself
mm-hmm.
because the glucose tolerance test is very artificial and you can, you actually improve the outcome of the pregnancy and the baby's health and subsequent adulthood if you keep the blood sugar under control.
Yes.
And you may discover, for example, my family member wrote about it. Mm-hmm. We actually did an article on this. She discovered that she was very sensitive to rice.
Ah.
But she, lo and behold, quinoa was well tolerated, did not cause her blood sugar to go up after 2 hours. So she was, having plenty of quinoa as her...
Quinoa is a higher protein grain, so that's actually interesting.
Maybe it's high fiber and it releases the carbs slowly, whatever,
Yep.
So she was very careful,
mm-hmm.
and I'm happy to say the baby is thriving and really doing well.
Wonderful,
normal
wonderful.
Weight, healthy.
Paul also asked, by the way, on a recent podcast, you mentioned N-acetylglucosamine for MS. NAG has been very helpful for my food sensitivities, seems to help more than even L-glutamine.
It's a gut sealer, and it actually has been shown to be helpful even in inflammatory bowel disease, according to some studies.
Yeah, good for leaky gut and all of that.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, let's pause because we want to allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share an important message with you. So here goes.
Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a free resource to you. And so what's our next question, please?
We have from Charlie, Dr. Hoffman, please put this one to bed. Can vitamin K be taken at the same time as vitamin D?
And in fact, it's encouraged.
Yeah.
It's encouraged that it be taken at the same time. And some people.
Sure.
Well, listen, I spoke to the guru of vitamin D, Dr. John Cannell.
Yes.
And by the way, go to vitamindcouncil.org
mm-hmm.
and subscribe and support their efforts because, mm-hmm. you know, think of all the benefits you've accrued from taking more vitamin D in terms of your own personal health. It's worth it to support that organization, which is going to help a lot of other people. And, continually stays on top of vitamin D research.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very worthwhile organization, and I really want to acknowledge his pioneering work.
Yeah.
So
D and K are often in
synergy.
The same.
However,
supplement. Yes,
this guy is so honest. He says, he says Purity Products had me make a vitamin D that had magnesium and vitamin K. And it is thought that makes it more bioavailable. But he's so honest and, you know, really sticks to the scientific facts mm-hmm. that he said he's not entirely sure that that is so critical to the vitamin D action.
Yeah.
That vitamin D, you know, just generic vitamin D. Yeah. There's one thing about vitamin D is pretty much there's a standardization across the industry and, you know, you don't have to get some fancy schmancy, expensive, super high quality vitamin D. Vitamin D is vitamin D, except it should be vitamin D3.
Yes, cholecalciferol instead of the ergo.
Which the ergo calciferol, you get it, you know, yeah. sometimes from conventional doctors.
90... Why do they still prescribe that?
I don't know. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or the pharmaceutical industry has some patent or some, I don't know
or
what it is.
Like
but
that.
Prescription but vitamin D is often ergo calciferol.
Yeah.
Which is D2.
Mm-hmm.
A little less bioavailable, probably about, you know, maybe only 60% is bioavailable.
Yeah.
Or half is bioavailable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yes, they can be taken at the same time. Be aware that you're also getting vitamin D. Really, the only place to get it is sunlight, especially between the months of April and October in the Northeast and around lunchtime. How you can have ripened shiitake mushrooms that have been ripened in the sun. They contain more vitamin D. A lot of salmon, but you'd have to eat a whole lot of salmon to get that 400 IU of vitamin D.
You know,
so we're meant to get it from sunlight more than anything.
Proof of that mm-hmm. principle is that, you know, it was like last week, which was in October, sort of late October, I was outside a lot, mm-hmm. and it was sort of a cool but sunny blue sky day.
Yeah.
And I took a boat cruise. I was up in Albany, and I took a boat cruise, you know, just on the Hudson River, which was mm-hmm. nice. And was out in the sun, and I got a little pink.
Uh-huh.
I didn't. No way did I burn or have any irritation.
Yeah.
But I actually looked in the mirror and said, "Oh, you know, I got a little fresh air and I got a little color in my cheeks."
Yeah.
Still, towards the end of October, but that's probably about it.
Yep.
That's probably about it. Yeah.
Same thing won't happen in November.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Also, Charlie, be reminded: vitamin K is also in your food. It's in meat, and it's in aged cheeses, primarily.
You're the vitamin K.
Vitamin K,
right.
Exactly. And we're talking about K2,
right.
Which is found in MK7.
But K1 is found in fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yes, fresh, basically leafy greens more than anything. That
right.
matrix of the vitamin K, which is K1, is more responsible for homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
It's the K2 that's also critical for bone health.
And cardiovascular prevention.
Out of the arteries and all
yeah.
of that. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for your question, Charlie. You could take your D and K. K and D. Okay. We have an email from Joan. Dear Dr. Hoffman and Layla, Joan is thanking us. I heard my question about Prolia on your podcast. Thank you so much for addressing it and giving me some helpful suggestions to improve my bone strength instead of Prolia. And just to recap, we talked about strontium. We talked about Osteoprev. We talked about, again, vitamin K,
mm-hmm.
vitamin D.
We also like Osteothera.
Osteothera.
Which, not to be confused with Ostera. Osteothera
yes.
is a product by Claire Labs,
mm-hmm.
actually one of our sponsors. And Ostinol, but, you know, certainly strontium olive leaf extract as well.
Yes.
So those are some of the things.
Yeah. Joan, you're very welcome, and thanks for the question, and great. All right. We have a question from Ginger. She's having some dental work, and she can't get a bridge because her back tooth is infected after a root canal many years ago. So
that's
bridge
a
can't
common
be held.
Problem, and that's one of the problems
yeah.
with root canals is they're denervated
yeah.
teeth, they're faulty towers, and
faulty
you
towers.
Can get your ability to detect an infection in a root canal tooth is less than in a normal tooth.
Mm.
You'll get the pain and throbbing with a normal tooth. With a nerve removed, the infection can get pretty bad. And that infection may have been going on for many months and years
mm-hmm.
before seeding nasty infectious endotoxins
mm-hmm.
into the system, into the bloodstream, causing
yeah.
all manner of immune dysregulation.
That's true.
And that's George Meinig wrote a book about he's long since deceased, but he is a pioneer in calling out root canals as a potential problem
yeah.
That undermine health.
So Ginger has the option of getting implants, 2 or 3 implants, or she could get a partial denture. I would greatly appreciate your opinion, Dr. Hoffman, of dental implants in this situation.
Boy, you know, it's this dental implant thing is, it's been a revolution in dentistry.
Yes.
And, you know, in my grandfather's generation, he had false teeth for as long as I can remember. And he was a relatively young man. I mean, when I was a kid, he was in his 40s or 50s.
Uh-huh.
And my parents would park me with him and he'd be the babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then, and we'd be staying in a motel room and he would just clink, put his teeth in the jar.
In the glass. With that effervescence.
Effordent. Yeah.
My grandfather did the same thing.
I remember exactly.
Effordent.
And you know what? He was a wealthy, successful man. And that was a sign of good dentistry is that he was able to have all his bad teeth pulled. And he had nice, fancy dentures made. And they were expensive to get fancy porcelain dentures. Okay.
Wow.
So fast forward to now. It is enormously more profitable to do these
dental implants.
And of course, dental implants are superior in terms of lifestyle and appearance to dentures.
Yeah.
But I am concerned with putting these foreign metals into your mouth and into your system.
Yeah.
And I am concerned with that.
Yeah. And especially as it, with regard to anyone who is predisposed to autoimmunity.
Well, is this person
like
a state that?
No,
okay.
No, not necessarily. Okay. Not that we know.
So the most conservative thing to do would be to get a partial denture.
She is a registered nurse, however.
Right.
Ginger is. So,
I mean,
partial denture.
I would be leery if this were my predicament. But on the other hand, if it was like just a horrible, unpleasant experience to have dentures.
Yeah.
I would, I might opt for some, at least anchoring implants to anchor a bridge successfully.
I would think that today that dentures are much more well-fitting. You really do have to follow up with your dentist to make sure that they're very well-fitting. You know, part of the intake of my questionnaire with a new patient is, how well are you able to chew? Do you have all of your original teeth?
Right.
Do you have dentures? Do they fit well? If they don't, are you moving towards softer foods?
Because it compromises your nutrition.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It tells me whether you're eating enough or you're not eating enough. And certainly if your mouth hurts, you're not going to eat enough.
I remember my grandmother had them too. And I remember the clickety-clack.
Clickety-clack.
It was a clickety-clack.
Right.
You hear this clickety-clack like, oh, no. You know, the dentures are not. You need to put some more denture cream on.
Yes.
And by the way, denture cream is something very interesting. Is denture cream can be responsible for a debilitating illness.
Hmm.
And I read a case study, and it's like a detective story. You know, you read it and you just go, like this woman comes in and she's like barely able to walk and stand and she has muscular weakness and she has all these bizarre symptoms. They can't figure out what it is.
Uh-huh.
And what they discovered is that she had ill-fitting dentures and she just slathered on the denture cream. It'd be like, Let me get a case of denture cream.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, you know, and she probably used half a tube of denture cream, you know, a day. And it's full of zinc.
Oh, my.
Now, zinc, when you take too much, it's on
copper.
A seesaw with copper. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
They checked her copper levels. It took them like days to figure this out. And because it's a nutritional thing. They wouldn't look for it. They thought she had some weird disease, some brain disorder or some neuromuscular problem. They did a million tests. It cost thousands of dollars. They finally checked a copper level on her and it was like 1/10 of normal.
Wow.
Because of all, so what they did was
copper deficiency. Okay.
They called the pharmacist and they said, can you give us some copper intravenously? And so he probably had to call the Hoffman Center to get it because we used to have copper in our intravenous formulas. We would add a little copper, but they had to special order some copper and they gave her like injections of copper for a while, raised her copper, and then she could take some oral supplements and she stopped using so much denture cream.
Oh my goodness.
But I wonder if they've modified the formula since to take out all that zinc.
Wow. That's really quite the story.
Yeah. I think it's probably, you know, happened more than just this extreme case.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Wow.
We're plumb out of time.
Wow.
On that happy note.
Yes.
We have additional questions, but we'll get to them next week.
Yes.
Keep those questions coming. Radioprogram@AOL.com. And we really appreciate your comments and the fact that this podcast is making a difference for you in your life and that you find it interesting and informative.
Yes.
That's the biggest reward for us.
Thank you for listening, yes.
Thank you for listening. Support our sponsors to continue the free access to intelligent medicine, and you'll be well rewarded because they are high-quality products uniformly. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thank you, Layla.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
And this is our weekly Q&A with Layla, part of the Intelligent Medicine podcast series.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.